Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, on this Thursday, now it is a race. The two runners are the political parties, Republicans and Democrats. The finish line, taking out Trump or Biden or both. The former president first. Special counsel Jack Smith has alerted Donald Trump that he will most likely be indicted on federal charges that he illegally interfered with the election of 2020. A D.C. grand jury has to sign off on the specifics, and they will. An Alabama grand jury would not. My educated speculation is that the alleged crimes will be nebulous and Trump will not be hurt in the polls. As for President Biden, the whistleblowers are in full throttle and it's devastating. Everybody knows that the Justice Department, and we're talking about three of them, we're talking about Eric Holder under Obama, Bill Barr under Trump, and presently Merrick Garland under Joe Biden, failing to investigate Hunter Biden in a fair and responsible manner. $20 million has flowed into the Biden family. No reason why that money showed up. And he's charged with two misdemeanors? This is a scandal. Who is going to be whacked first? I can't tell you, but I can tell you this. It's a shame for this country. Right back.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.